Today we're talking with Devin Lucas, a system software engineer for HP. He recently purchased an HP PhotoSmart R817 digital camera along with the underwater scuba case accessory to take with him on a vacation in the Bahamas. He'll be talking with us today about his experience with the camera and case. Welcome, Devin, and thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you. Thank you for the privilege.
So, Devin, what is your role in HP?
I work in the Business Critical Servers division in a group called Transition Engineering and Consulting, and we help customers transition to Integrity servers from other platforms.
Tell us about your vacation to the Bahamas. Where did you visit, and what time of year was it?
Well, we vacationed down in Abaco, which is one of the out islands, and this was in January of this year.
And I understand while you were there, you did some snorkeling. How long have you been snorkeling?
I've actually snorkeled not many times, usually just when I go down to the Bahamas. The last time was about 6 or 8 years ago. But it's something that I really enjoy doing down in the Bahamas just because the water's so clear.
On your vacation, you brought along an HP PhotoSmart R817 with the underwater scuba case. Had you ever used a camera underwater before, and did you have any concerns about doing this?
Yeah, you're right. I did. I bought a PhotoSmart 817 and the Audemars scuba case, and I also bought a weather-resistant case, also for times when I was not using it to take underwater pictures. I've actually never used an underwater camera before, so this was all new, but I really wanted to take underwater pictures. And of course, my biggest concern was if I put my camera into this case, would it actually leak and would I wreck my camera? So that was some of my concerns.
What were you able to photograph? What was your experience with the camera and case?
Well, actually, when I bought the camera right before I left on vacation, because I bought it specifically for vacation, and I just threw it in my bag. And when I arrived down in the Bahamas, I had expected to have some time to learn the case and how to play with it and really kind of spend some time with it. Well, we actually ended up going on our snorkeling trip the first day because of the weather conditions. So I had to run down to the boat, just grab my stuff, grab the box of the scuba case and brought it down and took it with me. And I was on the boat taking it out of the box and assembling it as we were headed up to the reef. So I didn't have much time at all, and I didn't have a chance to test it or play with it. I just had to drop the camera in. It was really easy. I dropped the camera right in. I locked it. I put it underwater. I pulled it back up. So it worked and jumped in the water and started taking pictures, and it just worked great. I was amazed. I took pictures of all kinds of fish. I took a barracuda. It has a 5x optical zoom, so luckily I didn't have to get too close to it. I took real nice pictures of some fan coral and a couple of other different types of coral, and just lots of fish, lots of different fish that I haven't even identified yet.
And you mentioned that you also bought a weather-resistant case. Were you able to use the camera to take regular pictures as well, and did the picture quality vary at all between the underwater photos and the regular photos?
Most of the pictures I took on my vacation were above water. I probably only took maybe 50 or so pictures underwater. And when I wasn't taking underwater pictures, I just put the camera in a little weather-resistant case, which is real slim, and I could fit it right in my pocket. And I was taking pictures out on the golf course and going out on the beach and things like that. So it was very useful to be able to have both cases, and the camera is very versatile.
And what did you find the differences were between taking underwater photos and regular photos?
Well, mainly, if you're taking pictures underwater and you have a lot of water between you and the subject, it's not going to be as clear as if that were in air, just because of the amount of water that's between you. But if you're, say, snorkeling over top of something and you're just a few feet away, the pictures are just incredibly vivid and the colors are just really, really stunning. And there's also, if the camera would flash, I noticed that it would scare some of the fish, actually. But luckily, most of the time I just kept it in auto mode, and it was a sunny day and the water was nice and bright, so the camera and the adaptive lighting in the camera was able to take all the pictures really without flashing, so I didn't really scare any fish, except for the few pictures that I forced to flash.
Since this will be your first summer with the camera, what uses are you envisioning for your camera and cases?
Well, a couple of things I like to do. I like to take it to the pool. Like this weekend, we're having a family gathering, my mother-in-law's, and I'm always concerned about, oh, don't splash me in my camera. Well, now I'm going to put the camera in the case, and I'll be by the pool, and I can be in the pool taking pictures and not have to worry at all. I'm planning on going on a canoe trip. I'm going to take my wife on a canoe trip. So I was always I never took a camera because I'm always concerned about tipping the canoe and losing my camera. So now I'll just put the camera in its case, and I won't have to worry about that. And then also just going to the beach. It's a great protection against the beach, against the elements, and could go down in the water and take pictures down by the water and not have to worry. At the beach, I would probably use the scuba case just because in the scuba case, it's completely enclosed. In the weather-resistant case, you will actually expose the lens. You know, when you open up the case, you expose the lens. So sand might be a problem. Whereas it'll protect you against, you know, mist and rain and things like that. You don't really have to worry too much about that. But the sand is what's something that I'd be concerned about, and so that's why I'm going to use the scuba case for that.
Devin, thanks for taking the time to speak with us today.
My pleasure. I enjoy it.
For more information regarding HP digital photography products or to see sample photos from Devin's trip, please visit www.hp.com/go/photos.